This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
It's Saturday, March 7th or so. It might be the 8th. Who knows? This is Mike Adams here with Pandemic.News. It's a Saturday, whatever day that is, in early March. And South by Southwest was just canceled last night. Now, South by Southwest is this ultra-liberal, hyper-privileged orgy of tech and music and whatever, you know. It's held in Austin. And all of us who live near Austin, we hate this event because it turns the city into a traffic nightmare. So we're not fans of South by Southwest. And the fact that it's canceled, though, has given us quite a shock given how much of the local economy depends on South by Southwest. And also the explanation that we got from the event organizers and city officials. We're told that there's maybe one case of an infection in Austin. And so they've canceled the whole event because of, well, one infection. That doesn't make any sense to me. I think there's something they know that they're not telling us. I think maybe Austin city leaders are aware that there is an outbreak happening in Austin, possibly. Or they have some other agenda to shut it down, maybe to try to spread more panic and fear where it's not justified. You know, that could be part of the agenda too. We know that this virus was engineered. So it's an engineered event to depopulate the planet, attack humanity, and probably have medical martial law and eliminate human rights and the Bill of Rights and take down Trump and all these things, all these agendas rolled into one. So is that why they shut it down? To try to freak people out in Austin? I don't know. But today I'm hearing that the Costcos nationwide are being overrun by panicked shoppers buying, you know, survival supplies and things like that. Well, I guess toilet paper is what we keep hearing about. I'm still baffled that nobody's got any toilet paper, apparently, all across the country. is that the first thing people think of? That when there's a big disaster coming, they think, oh, toilet paper is what they need. They don't think about isopropyl alcohol or hydrogen peroxide or povidone iodine or other, you know, sanitizers and things. They just think you're going to need toilet paper. Okay, I get it. I know it's important, but is it the most important thing? I don't know. What about food? Believe me, if you don't eat, you won't need toilet paper because you won't be pooping. You're going to need food. Otherwise, everything else is irrelevant. But the agenda is clear. Now, it's you got the globalists that are piggybacking on this real event to try to really now crash society and take out Trump. And they may very well succeed. I've been openly very critical about President Trump on this. I've been a guest with Alex Jones on InfoWars broadcasts and special reports, and I've said it flat out. President Trump needs to fire the head of the CDC, and he needs to have new people and have a new policy, and he needs to start recommending people start taking vitamins and herbs and supplements and superfoods, nutraceuticals that have antiviral properties. And if you do that, you can get a handle on this thing. If everybody's taking antivirals, you don't have to shut down society. That's my message. You don't have to cancel work. You know, you don't have to empty the universities. You can have a fully functioning economy as long as people have antivirals. But everything in Washington is run by Big Pharma and the vaccine industry. Nobody will recommend licorice root or elderberry herb or spirulina or vitamin C or vitamin D or any of that stuff. It's just, that's not even on their radar because all they know is pharmaceuticals and vaccines. And it's that culture, it's that strangulation of medicine by the pharmaceutical cartels that will end up killing millions of Americans if we don't change course here. That's what's going to happen. People will die from lack of knowledge because there are antiviral medicines all around you, all over backyards and forests and city parks. You can grow antivirals in containers on your balcony or a windowsill. You can grow antivirals. You know, they're herbs that are easy to grow, like basil and rosemary and cilantro and all these herbs, super easy to grow, just so easy. And yet people are just waiting around for a drug and a vaccine. And because of that, society could collapse temporarily from this. And that seems to be what the globalists are engineering, is a societal collapse. So you're going to see more cancellations of events. You're going to see cancellations of work. Companies will shut down. This thing's spreading like crazy. Over 330 infections in America right now, confirmed. That number shocks a lot of people, because they remember when that was 15. Just seems like a week ago. Now it's 330? Yeah. And guess where it goes next, folks? It goes to thousands, and then tens of thousands, and then hundreds of thousands, and then millions. And it explodes exponentially. And pretty soon, you know, you got millions of people infected or dead or some combination thereof, and your country's overrun. And that's coming because the American people do not have good functioning immune systems. Most people aren't taking antiviral herbs and supplements. And it seems like there's no political willingness in Washington, D.C. at any level, not the president, not the FDA, nobody, any willingness to recommend nutraceuticals that work. So we're going to get, it's almost like we're all part of the big pharma suicide death cult here, that unless big pharma makes money off of it, you can't recommend it. You can't talk about it. You know, and the mainstream media will attack you. Oh, you're a snake oil salesman for talking about whatever, spirulina or anything. Really? We're just trying to help save lives here. Just trying to help people not die from this, trying to help stop the spread. We want to see America survive this and make it through. We want to see Trump succeed in halting this epidemic. We don't want to see pain and suffering. So why can't we talk about the medicines that are very likely to work right now? Why do we have to wait around for a vaccine that might never appear and might kill you anyway? Well, because that's the power structure in Washington. So we are a pharma cartel nation. In fact, I've called us a pharma state, just like Mexico is a narco state. America is a pharma state. So that means nothing happens in America unless it benefits the pharmaceutical cartels. No news gets printed unless it benefits big pharma. No political decision gets made. No law gets passed unless it benefits big pharma. No tech giant platform operates unless it censors the competition to big pharma and thereby supports and promotes big pharma. And this is where we are right now in our world. We are a pharma state run by the pharmaceutical interests at the expense of human health. We should be a country of people who are into natural health. Everybody should use natural medicine, nutraceuticals and herbs and vitamins and minerals every day to prevent infections and to boost their immune function and support their health and halt the worst effects of things spreading from person to person. Every citizen should know about natural medicine, and yet they don't. We live in a society where people are kept ignorant. The media is owned essentially by big pharma that provides up to 70% of the ad revenue for the mainstream media. The lawmakers are owned by the pharma lobby. The president is getting his advice from people who are tied to big pharma. And so there's nothing, no solution that can even be considered unless it comes from big pharma and the vaccine industry and the NIH and the biological weapons industry and all that. So this corruption of our society may be our downfall. This could be the end of America as we know it. In fact, if this isn't reversed soon, if Trump doesn't take immediate action to get on top of this, we're looking at the end of the Trump administration and the end of America as it's currently structured, the downfall of Western societies by an engineered global pandemic event that the WHO is so dishonest about, they still can't even call it a pandemic. I mean, think about the level of corruption and criminal negligence at the WHO and the CDC. They still can't even call it a pandemic. It's in 80 countries, folks. Give me a break. You still can't call it a pandemic? That just shows you the total rank dishonesty, the treason against humanity that's being carried out at the WHO. They can't even call it a pandemic. Why? Why can't they call it what it is? Well, because there's a political agenda there. They don't want to call it a pandemic. You know, you've seen the pandemic bonds. The World Bank issued all kinds of bonds. I don't know, 450 million, I think, in bonds. Maybe it was 425. And if a pandemic is declared, then the World Bank, I think, has to pay out on those bonds, is the situation. They lose all the premiums, you know, the insurance money, basically, that was paid for those bonds, if I understand that structure correctly. So there's a financial agenda and a political agenda to not declare a pandemic. And as a result, the people of the world aren't being told the truth about this. We need truth and we need good information so we can make informed decisions about what to do to defend ourselves against this. And that's just not happening. That's not happening. And so here we stand at the precipice of this pivotal moment in human history where human society, at least Western society, has lost the willingness to tell the truth about a pandemic. Our society has lost the willingness to tell the truth about antiviral and nutraceuticals and herbs and minerals and vitamins like vitamin C. Our society has lost the ability to function in a rational way that could prevent deaths and suffering. As a result, our civilization will fall if we don't take immediate steps. Do not think that we are immune to history, the cycles of history, the rise and fall of civilizations. We are not immune to it. And in fact, it's events like pandemics and wars that have reshaped nations throughout the history of our known world. This is exactly the kind of event that takes down countries and civilizations and recalibrates the global map of what is a nation and what are the boundaries and geopolitics and military might and national economies. This is exactly the kind of event that achieves that. Do not be surprised if you wake up a year from now and America as you know it is no longer here. There'll be breakaway region states or an economic collapse or an invasion from China or Russia. Who knows? Things are not going to be the same. And this year will be the most, I don't know what to say, tormented year, bizarre year of our lives. And nobody has any clue what's coming. Nobody. It's unreal. Stay informed. Keep reading my website, pandemic.news. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Follow Pandemic News if you want to live. That's the slogan. You want to survive? Read pandemic.news. Thanks for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.